this button. I'm gonna go here. Hold up. It keeps moving. I'll go there. Go back to this page.
Loaded.
I have to get this loaded here. It didn't load up. Here we go. We got a blue donut of death spinning round and round, This one, Slade and Mason show. Start page.
I need this page. To say today.
I press this button over here.
We got disgusting things to talk about.
And then we press this button over here.
I think this is going to be another funny 15 minutes of show. But we're on 60 minutes.
There we go. Why isn't it starting? What's going on here? Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special news report from NBC News.
This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
Walter Cronkite.
Dan Mason has been assassinated. What happened in downtown Spotsylvania County?
Oh my God, I don't feel that bad.
This afternoon.
It got better.
Flags will be flying at half staff for the next 20 minutes.
33, 32.
So much love, so much love.
29.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
27. This is, of course, the 25 to the Slade and Mason show.
My phone says that we are on the air. Surprise, surprise.
17, stand by. 16, as we are now the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 12,
she was only 16. Only 16.
And that's what the judge told me. So
three, two, one.
That she was too young.
We're going hello, and I'm going to be doing 8 to 10.
10 to 20.
I'm going for good behavior.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia.
She was 21.
It's the Slade and Mason Show.
You're 16, you're beautiful. And your mind.
You're dead, baby.
Sweet little 16. Just got to have.
Oh, my.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Yes, it is. It is.
Hey, welcome there. Welcome to Pedophilia Central.
Now. We were just. But it is interesting. You think about the volume of music from that past era. And
well, you see, that's because the people in that past era were all
men discussing, mindless altering.
Yeah, again. So I tell you though, it was just funny. I happen to know somebody personally.
Oops, who did an oops?
Who got tagged. Now here's the way it happened. This happened many years ago. So the guy was I think he was 24, 25, and it's like he saw this young lady. Mm-hmm. And this young lady, I mean, listen, I just got to tell you, she was hot. I mean, blam, blam, blam. And so, you know, again, of course, my boy John didn't bother to ask her how old she was because she was blam, blam, blam.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to the movies
mm-hmm.
and they left the movies and they went to the Hotel Motel. Boy, do you know the next day when John found out that he had been in a motel with a 16-year-old? Oh, man. He was lucky, though. He was lucky because he only got a year. But it's just a thought, you know. Man, it's not worth it, fellas. I'm telling you, all that youth and beauty. Mm-hmm. Remember, in 70 years, it's going to be an old withered bag. Boom.
Gosh, that's really pleasant. All right, this is
you know, I've shared pictures of, you know, pictures of four beautiful young ladies from the 60s. It's like, and they're wearing their hip huggers, and it's like, and the caption Slade says, "This is your grandma in the 70s.
Mason show. It's a program all about you and us. It's
well,
like a
us.
Radio program.
And it's nothing like
where we share with you news stories and
see,
things that we see throughout the week.
Because the quieter you speak,
it is our take on
to everything that
we
you
are
to say.
Basically
so
saying
like
things that you are thinking,
so
you dirty little mind.
So that's what you're actually listening
but you would never
to.
Hear this on the radio.
Ramble on about
we're
the
just trying to have some fun, so don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy.
You'll just fine. You just don't know when you're listening to this voice.
All the music listening to is brought to you by Dan and Music, unless we tell you otherwise. And don't forget, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, tell your friends, smash the like button, hit the subscribe. Tell us how you found us. Tell us how you found us. Tell us how you found us. That's an important thing. And if you're enjoying it, tell your friends, neighbors, cop you see down the street, get a car wrap for yourself. And if you want, you can take a look at us. There's a picture of us on Instagram on 2016. There's a picture on X from 2022, if I can read my handwriting. And there is there are pictures of us at OLFW.com, where you can also, if when it loads, you can order some merch. And there are
I am so excited because yes. I know that in the next couple of days, I'm going to have a package from OLFW.com.
And if he understands that the word next couple of days means anywhere between 1 to 365, he's absolutely correct. So
don't laugh. Stop. Let me tell you something. It's like, hey, I'm going to rag on the U.S. Postal Service for a moment.
Hold on. Wait. As always, we are brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats.
Okay.
We'll talk about that at the break. Now, go ahead.
Now, okay. My grandbaby, Abigail, mm-hmm. you know, she is my heart and soul. She's mm-hmm. what I live and die for. Mm-hmm. So it's like Christmas is coming. I'm the simple granddad. You know, let's keep it simple. I send a nice cashier's check to my daughter so that mm-hmm. she can make sure that Abigail gets the things that she wants and needs, not needs and wants.
Here's
wants
a picture
and needs.
Of Benjamin.
And then
Franklin.
I sent her a little personal note with a $50 bill in it so she can go ahead and start her little Christmas shopping. All right.
That's Hamilton.
So I
right?
go to the U.S. Postal Service on Tuesday and I say, look, I want this to get here as quickly as it can. Let's see. Where's it going? It's going to Maryland, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we can get it there by 6 o'clock on Thursday. That's good. Okay, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
So $28.75 later, mm-hmm. my package isn't supposed to be leaving where it is and heading off to Maryland.
Right.
All right, so Thursday, let's see. Tuesday was the what? 6th? I don't know.
Whichever.
Well, and 2 days later, I call my daughter and I say, hey, how you doing? It's like, I'm just knowing she's going to say, hey, Daddy, I got you. And she didn't. I said, hey, did you get anything in the mail? No, Daddy. It's like, oh. Okay. Now I'm upset. Here's the reason I'm upset, because now I've got a couple of things to think about. They only automatically insure it for $100, right? Mm-hmm. But I happen to have a cashier's check for $300 mm-hmm. and a $50 bill in there, mm-hmm. which means if they lose it, I'm it out of luck.
I know. Yep.
So anyway, so I go to the post office on Friday and I say, hey, listen, this was supposed to be here yesterday. And she goes, oh, let me go check. And she goes, let's see. It was in Richmond.
Richmond.
I said, well, you know, I guess you kind of owe me some money. Yes, sir. I will give you a refund. As soon as it's delivered, you let us know and I will give you your refund.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, the thing of it is, I mean, you pay for that service so that you could expedite things.
No. By the way, did it ever get there?
I got there yesterday.
Okay. So I had a similar situation. I was sending something to a friend of mine, Christmas gift, and it said, out for delivery Monday. Great. That's great. Out for delivery Tuesday. out for delivery Wednesday. I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like watching this package. It goes from like Utah, North Dakota, Florida,
Beijing, China,
no, New Jersey, Texas, Pennsylvania, Maryland. We went right past Virginia. We just drove right past Virginia, went up to Pennsylvania, and then down to Virginia.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, who? What the? Only a government-run agency would do that. Only
the
a government
transit, the transit authority committed by Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Hey Mo. How do you get to Virginia? You start in Florida.
Well, that's the other thing. Like I say, I sent it from. Let's just say I sent it from Orange, Virginia.
Yeah.
And I was sending it to Greenbelt, Maryland.
Yes.
So it had to leave Orange, Virginia.
Hello.
Went to Richmond, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and then it crossed over to Charlottesville, and then went to, and that's why I'm going to get my money back.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't mean that to be, that's not my rant, believe it or not. That is not my rant.
Okay. What is your rant? Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, Mr. Slade. Now that we wasted
the
first
10
minutes
of
our lives here. Do you, this is a Sunday, and typically on a Sunday, you have a Sunday morning rant. So my question to you is, you have a Sunday morning rant and make it quick.
Oh, my friend. All right, people. Let's just get
people. Who you call people?
Let's talk about the holidays
again.
Oh, the holidays, oh, that blissful time of year when we all come together, exchange meaningless gifts, and spend more money than we can afford.
Yeah,
it's a season filled with joy, love, and utter nonsense. Let's start with the decorations. Don't get me wrong, I love a good twinkle light as much as the next person, but have you ever noticed the sheer absurdity of it all? We take perfectly normal homes and transform into psychedelic nightmares. We string lights across every surface, hang ornaments from anything that will hold them, and prop up inflatable Santas that look like they've escaped from a bad acid trip. I mean, it's like a competition to see who can create the most visibly offensive display in the neighborhood. And then there's the gift giving. Ah, yeah. Remember the days when you received a toy you actually wanted? Yeah, those days are long gone, man. Now we're bombarded with a barrage of useless trinkets and forgotten novelty items. We stress ourselves out just trying to find that perfect present for everyone, only to end up with a pile of re-gifted sweaters and fruitcakes that could survive a nuclear apocalypse. And speaking of fruitcakes, why do they even exist?
I love them.
They're like the culinary equivalent of a bad joke. They're dry, they're dense, and they're packed with enough artificial ingredients to make you question your own existence.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yet every year, they appear with the same unwavering certainty of death as death and taxes.
And they're expensive, too.
Ugh. It's a culinary experience, a conspiracy, I tell you. But the absolute pinnacle of holiday silliness is the forced merriment. We're bombarded with messages about how we should be happy, joyful, and full of good cheer. Mm-hmm. Most of us are just trying to survive the season without resorting to self-medication. We're juggling work deadlines, family gatherings, and the inevitable financial meltdown that comes when buying gifts for everyone we've ever met. So while I appreciate the sentiment behind the holidays, I think it's time to admit they're a bit ridiculous. Let's embrace the absurdity. Laugh at the craziness, and maybe, maybe just maybe, consider scaling back on the decorations, the gift-giving, and the forced merriment. After all, wouldn't a holiday season filled with genuine connection and laughter be far more meaningful than one filled with inflatable Santas and fruitcakes?
See, but this is the thing. Like, it's the one time in the year you could not be a dick.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Just imagine, though,
A
world where we celebrate the holidays with sanity and a sense of humor, a world where our homes are modestly decorated, our gifts are thoughtful and appreciated, and our smiles are genuine. Now, that's a holiday season that I can get behind. So there we are, and I know what's coming because I heard it. It's time for the doom and gloom report. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about scientific development. It's time to get behind AI.
Yes, yes. Lots of interesting little bits of AI news in the news this week. Apparently, which one do I want to do first here? Let's see. Google, in an attempt to push out their own GPT chat, came up with their own Google AI through BART. I know who comes with these names, but it's using something called Gemini, Gemini Pro, not Gemini Ultra. Okay. Now the Gemini Pro, they basically showed like a demonstration of the guy like holding like a 3x5, a little card. And he'd draw like a squiggly line, and the AI would say, oh, that's a squiggly line. And he goes, what's this now? Oh, it looks like some type of bird. And then he starts coloring in. Oh, it looks like a duck. Okay. Well, it looks like a blue duck. That can't be a blue duck. But this is the AI talking the whole time. It's got text off to the side. And then it goes on. I talk about this. What are you doing? Rock, paper, scissors. What happened to the coin? Oh, I see you're doing the ball cards. And so it was like a 90-second to 2-minute presentation that Google's like, hey, look what we got. We got this. This is really cool. Here's a problem. No, that's not what happened. The whole video was faked. What they did was they took stills and they said it. There's an image in front of you. Please tell us what you see of the image. I see a squiggly line. Okay, now we're going to add some additional lines to the squiggly line. Tell us what you're seeing now. I see some type of bird. Okay, we're going to go ahead and color it. What color do you see? I see the color blue. So it was being led on. But it's Google. No one's going to do that. Now,
wait. I use BART. Come on, I use BART.
Right, now, Google is partnering with McDonald's. Have you heard about this at all? They're partnering with McDonald's because they want to make their French fries hot and ready. I mean, you pull up and those French fries are piping hot, ready to go. And because they're going to use this weird algorithm to track all the cars on the planet and who got off work and if there are traffic jams and who's hungry and how much rain is in the air and the humidity and how much the sun came down at a long time. And they're going to know exactly how many French fries they need to produce in the next 12 seconds. And lawyers are lined up pressing their pants, knowing that people could be burning their mouths. And the
lies, guns, and money. Yeah.
And the last story I have, Axios is releasing a series of humanoid robots that are coming on board this next year, 2024. And it's not they're going to make them. They are being manufactured as we speak. Now, before you all freak out and think of like the movie iRobot, it isn't like that. Basically, think of a suitcase with long arms and a purse for a head. They're going to be first used in Amazon's processing plants. So like they're moving boxes from one place to another. But they said, no, don't worry. They're not going to be replacing human beings because they're only 5'10". They can't reach up the really high ones. So we'll still need to have people for that. So, don't worry about it.
Friend. Wait a minute, because I've been doing my homework because I wanted to be ready for you this
okay,
week.
What do you got?
News.com says that McDonald's, they want to avoid paying that $15 an hour. They've unveiled a robot-run restaurant with no human staff.
Ooh. Nice.
Futuristic location is in Australia and has self-service kiosks, digital menu boards, and food delivered by robots.
Now, wait. To be fair, as you said, it's Australia. Nobody wants to work there because you get stung by scorpions and spiders and alligators.
Yeah, right.
They're very dangerous there. So that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But
so,
like I said, McDonald's is hoping that their new concept is going to streamline their operations and provide a more efficient dining experience. So here we go. I mean, you've heard about the robot cars.
Yes.
Again, and it's like and how they're killing people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're not messing around. So It's like, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done before I can trust artificial intelligence.
Fine. Don't worry about it. Just
yeah, like I said, I can't wait until we're going to get the story next week. It's like there's going to be 500 people killed by robots in Australia at a McDonald's.
Just walk closer to the light. Just a little bit closer. Just a little bit closer. Oh, speaking of McDonald's.
My kind of place.
Wait.
Da, 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 da.
Did you know?
It's back! Oh my God!
Oh God!
It's back! It's back! Oh my God! I can't believe it!
I wanted to get together with you as soon as I ran that first spot. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the most disgusting product put on the planet. I couldn't even find anything grosser when I get to talk about food than McDonald's new revealing. It's back! My God! It's back!
Oh my God! It's back!
Now, 2 years ago, I had you do something, and it's like, and I don't know how much you're going to remember, but I want people to realize exactly what they're getting when they're getting that McRib sandwich. I mean, and pull no punches, tell the truth, because we are an honest program.
All right, so here's what you do. You're the McDonald's president of marketing, and you're like, hey, so there's a backstory behind the McRib. Okay, so the backstory is it was brought to you by the McNugget. And what I mean by that is when the McNugget hit the shelves, they anticipated, 100,000 whatevers, right?
When it hit, by the way, which part of the chicken does the McNugget come from?
It comes from the pock, pock. And anything else I can pull off the bones. Okay, now. And little tiny pieces of. All right, now, stop it. I got to get through this. All right, now. So when the McNugget came out, they anticipated 100,000 units or something like that, right? The problem was the demand was like 1.8 billion, okay? So they had no idea that this would be a hit. They figured, we're a burger joint. What are we going to do here? So they went back to the creator of the McNugget, and they said, we need something else. And he goes, uh-huh. Can you give us something else? Uh-huh. And he went back to the factory, and he came up with, now. If you know what a baby back rib looks like,
I want my baby back. Baby back.
It is 3-4 inch long piece of bone, and attached there in between is very tender, savory meat. Okay, and it's just that it's very thin, it's very lean, it's very delicious. There may be a layer of fat on there. A lot of times you can just take that off. And then slow roast it, and the fat will drain off, and you have this delicious, delicious treat. Now, obviously, you want to take the bones out because you don't want to eat those. But there's a way. If you've cooked it just right and you twist the bones, they'll slide right out, and you have this beautiful baby back. Now, obviously, McDonald's can't do that. So knowing that they also can't afford to buy premium rib meat, and they can't afford to buy premium ham, what they did was they approached the pork manufacturers and said, you know those pieces of grizzle and fat and bits of meat you're gonna be throwing away? Yeah. Can we have that? What? Can we have that, please? Why? We're trying something. We're trying something. So sure enough, McDonald's brought it in. And if you're familiar with your great grandmother's hand meat grinder, it's a little device that gets strapped to a table, and you turn it, and you put the little meat in the little opening.
It squeezes out. Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't actually turn it into a liquid like a hot dog, but it does put it into little tiny itty bitty little tiny microscopic, maybe I don't know, 1 millimeter square pieces. Now you take that. Okay, you get leftover ham pieces. Bits of little pieces, broken bone. It's not a big deal. Just throw it in there. Grizzle, scrape it off. It all tastes good. All right.
Now, yes.
Grind it through that homemade grinder thing there. And then what you do is you add like a binder. Now, when I'm talking about a binder, I'm talking like that. When you open up a package of pork and there's that liquid goo that comes flowing out, that gelatinous binder, that's the stuff I'm talking about. Go ahead and pop that in there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and you're going to build a frame. And the frame is going to look like a baby back rib, complete with bones. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that material and you're going to mix it with a lot of salt. Okay, a little bit more salt. Okay, maybe 4 days worth of your daily intake of salt. And about 3 tablespoons of sugar, because you know what? Sugar makes everything taste good, right? Now, we're going to mix this all together with that liquid goo binder that came out and squish it into the shape of a baby back rib, about 8.5 inches long, about 3 inches wide, and just about a half inch tall. Now, you're going to slow cook this sucker in a private little cooking area because the stench coming off there is going to make you vomit. And then what happens is it comes off and they flash freeze them. They flash freeze them for you, boys and girls. And then they ship them to McDonald's and they ship them over to the McDonald's place and they have these fake buns that basically, you know, they're the same size. Now, but if you compress them all down, it might fill the volume of a penny. Okay. That's how much these things are like nothing. All right. Now, then what you do is you quickly microwave these pre-cooked, pre-frozen slabs. That's basically what it is. And by the way, those fake bones, they don't come out. That's a part of you got to eat that. That's got the grizzle mix in there. Now what they do is after they've cut out of the microwave, they go ahead and they put them in a bucket of barbecue sauce. And then they dunk it right into the barbecue sauce, which is 89% sugar. But remember, sugar makes stuff taste good. Then you're going to have the salt, ketchup. You're going to have some garlic in there, Worcestershire sauce, and mystery. And then after it's been dunked in there, you got to slide it out, making sure there's plenty of sauce on there and put it onto the bun, put the pickles, put those few pieces of onion on there to make it almost seem like it's healthy or something. Slap it on top and there you have a delicious McRib. Bon appetit.
Just like mama used
just
to make.
Just like mom used to make and then throw out. So...
I mean, when I heard this, I said, I've got to get Dan to do this because
gosh.
You told me that 2 years ago, it's like, I thought, oh no, never Dude. Even going to come close to a McRib.
That's all it is. It is the scraps. It is the scraps from the pork industry. Yeah, there's some primal meat in there, but not a lot. Not
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, it's like it's what they swept off the floor.
Basically, yep. So, I mean, the same thing happened, you know, when you have spam, but spam is actually ham and pork. No, it's ham and pork, which is same thing as pork. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what, you know.
And then it's lots of salt and that's compact. But at least you know you're getting spam, okay?
Yeah.
A McRib,
yeah,
like I said, that's nothing but a joke, all right?
See, again, and you'll notice they will not tell you.
No.
Anything about
no.
the McRib. Other Ba-da-ba-ba. Than, oh, it's here. It's back. It's back. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is they noticed is, and we talked about this before, is it seems to work in lockstep with the price of pork. When prices of pork go down, the McRib shows up. When the price of pork goes up, the McRib disappears.
Disappears. Yeah. Yep. Right. Exactly.
So, all right. Hey, 101. That's a long time.
Yeah.
101. Norman 101. Lear.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know.
101.
This here, of course, my first experience in dealing with Norman Lear was, of course, Archie Bunker mm-hmm. and All in the Family.
Yeah.
Norman Lear was a pace setter. Mm-hmm. He put his butt right on the line with every show he produced because yep. he was going to do something that was going to go against societal norms.
Mm-hmm.
I have great respect for Norman Lear again, and the gifts that he left us, you know, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Good Times, Chico and the Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on and on. I mean, like I say, the creative flow of this man
yeah.
and the genius that he created, we will never see again. And that's another reason why television is becoming that vast wasteland that FCC chairman mentioned in 1960.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Archie Bunker was just like my grandfather? Yeah, on my mom's side.
He was also just like my neighbor across the street.
Yeah, just a nasty little cuss.
Well, here's the thing. Mr. Andreyko, he was a nice man. He loved his kids. The problem was he was a blue-collar worker, mm-hmm. and when he would come home, he would have his suitcase of beer.
Ooh.
And, you know, after you've gotten, you know, five or six of them in you, you know, again, you start talking louder.
Damn communist.
I want to know you.
Did he have to use sunscreen? Or was he
Oh, listen, even sunscreen would have helped him because he was Czechoslovakian.
Oh,
so there we go. All right. So, and every Saturday night, God sent, every Saturday night, I could sit on my porch, which was on the second floor of this house.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I would just sit there and the door would be open on good weather and you'd hear everything would be cool. Da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden you hear, well, the show's about to begin, ladies and gentlemen, because, all right, now he's like, well, I tell you, I don't care what everybody got you in the show. And then all of a sudden, the door slams shut. That's a neighborhood for you.
I love it. That's great.
Today in history, December 10th, 1041, the adopted son of Empress Zoe of Byzantium succeeds to the throne of the Eastern Roman Emperor as Michael V. See, all these rock stars just don't want to have their last name shown. It's just, what, Freddie? Michael V. Michael the Five. Oh, never mind. 1684, Isaac Newton's derivation of Kepler's law from the theory of gravity contained in the paper De Mona Corporum in Gyrum, I mispronounced that, is read to the Royal Society by Edmund Halley. It was a pretty heavy reading. Get it? Gravity? Reading? Sorry. 1902, women are given the right to vote in Tasmania. The devil, you say? 1955, The Mighty Mouse Playhouse premieres on television. Andy Kaufman is elated. 1968, Japan's biggest heist, the still unsolved 300 million yen robbery, is carried out in Tokyo, Japan. Mind you, that was kind of a lot of money back then, and, well, it was a yen, so it's not like a dollar, so who knows? It's not like it's real money. And finally, 1989, Taskajin Albegdajor announces the establishment of Mongolia's democratic movement that changes the second oldest communist country into a democracy. Anybody want to buy 100,000 Lenin figurines? I'm Dan Mason, and that's December 10th.
And now, for the new Christmas season, we hear Carmine DiGozio sings his favorite Christmas songs, such as
I'll be home for Christmas. hope you got all my gifts under their tree.
That's right. Carmine DiGozio sings 37 of his favorite Christmas tunes for you and your family. Sit back and relax under a roaring fire as Carmine DiGozio gives you his favorite hit songs like this one.
First days of Christmas, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Join the ancient Yuletide carols. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don was there with all his stuff. Fa la 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 la. Join the ancient jewels, Tice Crayles. Fa la la di da di da di da di da.
Oh, yes, these will be favorites for you and your family for years to come.
Just hear them sleigh bells ring a ling a ding a ling a ling toes. I've got some lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with yous. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling yous who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
Send Chuck and Money order for $24.95 to P.O. Box 9022, Fredericksburg, Virginia 22405, and indicate you're looking to buy the Carmine DiGozio Christmas album. We'll get that rushed off to you right away.
It's Grant just holding my hand, cause I'm wonderful and everybody knows I'm.
Passing by Jake's place one evening, when the tire on the rear wheel gave way. If we hadn't passed Jake's place that evening, I'd be better off today. There were tears in the skies, there was love in her eyes, the night that she cried in my beer. How my sympathies rose as she told me her woes, the night that she cried in my beer. the music was playing a two-step, but I made a misstep, I fear. For before the place closed, I just up and proposed the night that she cried in my beer. As I twirled my mustache, I could hear the tears splash the night that she cried in my beer. I could strangle the cad who had made her so sad the night that she cried in my beer. I hated that miserable villain. It's lucky he didn't appear. I'd have torn him apart just for breaking her heart the night that she cried in my beer. I heard all I could stand, then I asked for her hand the night that she cried in my beer. Then she gazed with a sigh out of her one good eye the night that she cried in my beer. She told me she felt like an outcast. She hadn't been home for a year. So I saved her from shame and I gave her my name the night that she cried in my beer. You should hear the girl grieve as she clung to my sleeve the night that she cried in my beer. After I had a few, she had me crying too the night that she cried in my beer. She told me that she was a widow. I said, you're the kiddo for me. Now I've got seven kids 'cause my heart hit the skids the night that she cried. My beer.
Oops, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I can't even explain. We return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Yeah, usually I listen to those ahead of time, but as soon as he said, as we were passing by Jake's place and the rhythm, and I went, you know what? I'm going to let this one roll. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but it was a funny song.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm crying in my beer.
That was The Night She Cried in My Beer by Hal Davis and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. That was in commemoration of today, National Lager Day.
National Lager Day?
Beer. Lager. Yeah.
Oh, lager. Lager. Okay. Lager. 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 Okay, yeah.
Lager.
Oh, you know what? Before Lager. You go any further, you forgot one thing.
Yeah.
You were, you know, again, you mentioned Norman Lear.
Yeah.
You forgot about the other one. I remember 1963, watching ABC television, there was the story of Peyton Place. And in Peyton Place, besides Mia Farrow, there was a young man. He played the role of Rodney Carrington or Harrington.
Gosh.
His name was Ryan O'Neill. He passed away 2 days ago at 82.
Wow.
Where do I begin? Love story. You know, again, love means never having to say you're sorry. What a classic line from Ally McGraw.
There you go. There you go. So, do you feel better right now?
Yes. Yes.
All right. This portion of the Slade and the Mason Show. This is the Slade and the Mason Show. There's the Slade over there.
And say hi, Mr. Slade. Hey, how are you, Mr. Mason?
I am Mr. Mason. I'm over here. There we go. Now he's over there where I'm pointing, and I'm over here where I'm pointing at me.
And I'm pointing at him over there.
Now stop that. Put your finger down. Your mom told you never to point at people.
That's right. I
stop
know.
That.
I'm
sorry. Rude.
Sorry. Sorry.
And then, meanwhile, they're wagging their finger at you, going, I've told you a million times never to grab you. Anyway. but mom, you're doing it right across the face. All right.
Yeah.
All right. The Slade and Mason Show is brought to you in part by I See Something, I See Treats.
What is that you say?
I See Something, I See Treats.
Again, you say?
I See Something, I See Treats.
Again, I'm asking, what is that?
Ah, what is it? It's Icy Treats. All right, that's it from the Slade and Mason Show. Bye, everybody. No, no.
So,
nope. Icy Something, Icy Treats is a special deal.
It is my buddy Sheila and her husband Al, and they have a big red truck, and they have outfitted it with two large, very stupid expensive Italian ice shredders. And when I say expensive, we won't even talk about it. But basically what they do is they take these large 10-pound blocks of ice, crystal clear, put them on top of the ice shredder, and they turn the machine on. It slowly rotates the blade, and the blade goes down, and it creates a snowfall into an awaiting goblet. Well, what's so great about that? Nothing. Great. But then Al has a cornucopia of flavors in front of him.
You like that word, cornucopia?
Do you like that? Do you like how I pulled that out of the woodwork? All right. Yeah. And he starts to pour that on top there, and then he creates these flavor combinations that are absolutely unbelievably fantastic. So it's not the Freezies, I guess it is, the one that's the other manufacturer, where you basically, you need a spoon and a dental appointment.
A fork,
A fork. And like I said, and a dental appointment.
That's what it is,
But no, this is smooth. You get a little spoon to scoop it up and just, oh my gosh, it's just so yummy. Again, my favorite is the pina colada. Because basically, here's the deal. All right, so let's say you did want to have them, and you had like an adult birthday party. Yeah, go ahead and get the pina colada, right? And then take it into your maybe you're in a little cul-de-sac or something like that, and you have like a block party, and then pour some rum on top of it. You got this really authentic pina colada flavor, and it's icy and delicious and smooth and yummy. And oh my gosh! So if you got a birthday party,
that's the end of the show now. I gotta go.
Yeah. Again, if there's like a fundraiser going on, this is a great way to get people out and participate. So give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. They're also available on the internet at www.icey-somethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. You can also visit them on Facebook, Instagram. They're everywhere. And I think they're shut down for the year. But, you know, if you did have a New Year's celebration and you wanted to have that truck there, I bet dollars to donuts that they would show up there. So give them a call.
I will also bet you don't want to wait until April to start booking your date.
April's when they open up their doors officially, and they are booking quickly. So give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. So we got that done there.
I got a quick note here. I'm looking at some pictures here. You know what is ridiculous?
Putting on a pumpkin hat in the middle of July. Stupid.
No, I mean, what? No. I'll be honest. It's beauty pageants. I mean, I'm looking at this.
Well,
I know this lady, and she is, I mean, she's very successful at it. But I'm like, so what? I mean,
it's basically, look at how I've applied makeup. Ooh,
I've starved myself. I've made myself ridiculously sick trying to get down into this. And then it's just so that I can put on a flashy dress. And I mean, it just, I'm sorry. Well, I just, the world that we've got, it's like, I think that's why, beauty pageants, man, it's like, Miss America and all that. I stopped watching those back when I was a kid because they were boring then.
Oh, did you hear? They found coming in off the shore, they found a submarine. And let's see, the report says they found 9 tons of cocaine on it. Yep. They said 9 tons of cocaine at a street value of $239 million. The investigators said, they found the 8 tons of the cocaine with the street value of $200 million.
I swear it wasn't my stash.
And
I swear
they anticipate of
I don't do coke.
They said they're gonna take care of the they're gonna take care of the 7 tons of cocaine and make sure they're put away carefully. $100 million of cocaine will be stored in a very safe place, the 2 tons that they have that they recovered. The $40,000 worth of
dollars?
One ton that they found, the four bags. They're correcting the story. They found a little Ziploc bag in the submarine. That's all they found. No story. Moving on. Just kidding.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Is that like the same Ziploc bag they found in the White House? Which, by the way, you notice that story died quickly.
Yeah, it just kind of.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hey, by the way, I want you guys to know I purchased a brand new computer for the Slade and Mason show.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I haven't made a nickel of this place, but I bought a brand new computer because the other one I have is, as you know, it's like glitchy. I got to like get it set up like 3 days ahead of time just to do this program.
Well, here's the big key. First off, do not let your children near it.
No. They don't. They don't. I'm the only one that fires this sucker up. That's it. I'm the only one. But when I got the computer, now I purchased a computer Through that great forest company, and and then when I made the purchase, I looked very carefully because I wanted, just like this one, Wi-Fi connection, so I don't have to string a wire, you know, down 30 feet through a window, through a second window, in through the back, into the thing. No, I'm not putting hard wire in. So I get the machine in. I start dinking around with it yesterday, and I'm clicking the little connector, and there's, please connect the RJ45 Wi-Fi. No, I don't know. I this comes with wireless. What's the? Please connect the RJ45 wireless. Oh, welcome to Windows 11. Please connect the connector through the back of the computer so we can make final connections. No, it's a Wi-Fi connected system. Well, boys and girls, I sent it back. So we're back to the crappy computer that has some buzzies and weirdness. So I apologize. But
well, you know, I tell you, buddy, listen, it's like I you know, we were talking last week and I was inspired this week to give some more serious thought to what I may want to be doing after I decide to hang up the old headset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, it's like I'm thinking, so what did I do?
Uh-oh.
In my discussions this week.
Did you purchase?
No. In my discussions this week.
Oh, those discussions.
I said, well, you know, I'm shooting a target goal and I know what I'm going to have to do to try and get there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, what do you got to do? I said, well, I'm thinking about starting an internet radio station.
We'll have to talk about that off air, but right now,
oh my God, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. It is the holidays. It is the time where you have an excuse to just be as gluttonous as you may be, and you know who's glad about that?
Me.
The food industry, because you see, that's what they want. They want us to be the fattest people in the world, and they're working hard at it.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to talk about one story first. Competitive eating. There's another guy other Joey Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
WTHR says competitive eater Jeff Esper won the World Shrimp Cocktail Eating Contest over the weekend. He downed 16 pounds and 11.2 ounces of shrimp. I mean, good God. He beat his own record from last year. Joey Chestnut, he finished second. He ate an even 16 pounds of shrimp.
Now, here's the deal. Do you know how long that takes him to do that? How much time they give him? 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's it.
I mean,
jeez.
Okay, so, all right. You know, one of my favorite wines of all time is Manischewitz. I love Manischewitz.
Yeah.
And NewJersey.com says Manischewitz is recalling their dark chocolate cream ahead of Hanukkah, the dark chocolate coins, because they may contain undeclared milk.
Oh, who cares?
People with milk allergies may have a serious allergic reaction if they consume that candy. So, all right, let's see here. The Daily Express says Dunkin' Donuts has partnered with Bisco Gravy to create the Dunkin' Gravy Biscuit Donut.
What?
This limited edition Christmas donut is stuffed with applesauce and sage and onion stuffing. It's topped with Bisco Gravy. This special treat is available on a first-come, first-served basis at select Dunkin' stores.
Does it come with a vomit bag?
I'll tell you what, I'll wait behind you. You can go first. A new survey by Welcome Geeks reveals that the most acceptable time to start drinking during the holidays is 2:42 p.m. 18% of people start drinking before lunch during the holidays. The average person will reach a state of holiday burnout on December the 10th. All right, Bungalower says that at Winter Park, Florida Distillery recently released a limited edition Krampus-themed whiskey for the holidays. You know who Krampus is, right?
Krampus?
Yeah. He's the guy who takes care of kids who don't behave themselves, and he takes them away and punishes them.
I thought that was Snoop on a stoop. All right, go ahead.
Well, Krampus is a horned figure. He punishes naughty children during the holidays. The Krampus rye is aged in spiced rum barrels with allspice, cinnamon, and baked apples. Bottles of Krampus rye are available for $90 each.
Wow. Nope.
Food Beast says Goldfish Crackers is set to release a new product called Goldfish Crisps. They resemble potato chips and come in three flavors: cheddar, sour cream and onion, and salt and vinegar.
See, they did that in the 80s.
Here's a fun fact for you, though. Yeah. 28,500 pounds of Goldfish Crackers are made every day.
Gosh. You know, they did that back in the 80s, and it went bust.
It went nowhere, because crisps are nasty. They're hard to bite and chew. All right. Legal Newsline says a California man is suing Chef Boyardee for falsely claiming that their products are free from preservatives. Israel Paleo purchased Chef Boyardee beef ravioli, which is packed with citrus acid, a synthetic preservative derived from heavy chemical processing. Paleo is seeking monetary relief. Good luck on that, you bozo. The Morocco World News says Starbucks. Oh, I want you to pull out your crying towel right now, Dan.
All right, hold on. Okay, go, okay.
All right, the Morocco World News says that Starbucks has lost $11 billion in value due to poor sales, strikes, and boycotts.
Heard about that.
The coffee giant has faced backlash in several countries, including France, Greece, and South Korea. In response to the loss, Starbucks has announced plans to close underperforming stores, which means that we'll be down to 12 stores by the end of the year.
Yay!
All right. Kilwins creates a 23-pound chocolate Santa.
Who is it?
KLRT says Kilwins.
Okay.
The grocery store. All right. They created a 23-pound chocolate Santa for the holidays.
Wow.
It's on display at Kilwins Shop in Little Rock, Arkansas. The chocolate Santa is going to be donated to the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Like, that's the last thing they want, just a big old fat chocolate can of Santa Claus. And that's why, again, we are the fattest nation in the world. Get yourself an
egg and beat it. Yeah, maybe a nice egg would be good to go there. That's great. Egg and beat it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so there's so many things you've said in this thing that just makes me go grossed out, man.
You just don't know where to start. It's good
Dunkin'
to
Donuts gravy donut just makes me want to, it just, you know, I want something sweet. No, I want it savory.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, you know, so you're going to go ahead and make this Dunkin' Donut.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have applesauce and sage and onion stuffing. I mean, that right there just makes me want to, barf. And then topped with Bisto gravy.
Oh,
I mean, why ruin a good donut? Well, that's because Dunkin' Donuts
they aren't
have
a very good
donut anymore. So,
yeah, used to be good, but not good anymore.
Krispy Kreme is better.
So it is Christmas season.
Oh,
and I have to let you know that it was, let's see, when is Thanksgiving? The day you have to carry the four. So it was like 2 days. I think it was the day of Thanksgiving. It was the day before Thanksgiving. I forget what it was. I think it was on Thanksgiving Day that I purchased the family Christmas tree. Now, I want to explain to you why I did that. And it was explained to me several years back. Where I said, hey, these trees, to the proprietor there. And I said, so how often do these come in? He goes, here they are. What do you mean? They're not getting any fresher. Oh, okay. So the trick is go down on day one. I'm not kidding. Go down on day one and get your Christmas tree, because unless you like a lot of pine needles, that's what you're going to get. So I did. I purchased the Christmas tree on day one, and I chopped off the inch off the bottom. You got to do that. You got to use a saw, and you saw off the bottom. And then you put it into the Christmas tree stand, and you put four quarts of lemon lime soda, any brand. Doesn't matter. It's the citrus and the sugar. It can't be sugar-free. And what that does is it allows the tree to suck up quickly. It adds the nutrients and keeps the leaves from, or pine needles from falling off. Now, fast forward 5 days in, the tree is up, the lights are on, ornaments are in place, it's been decorated, and I'm using the 2-liter container for watering. Okay, you with me so far?
I'm with you so far.
So I'm blah blah blah. I'm listening. Look. Okay, sounds good. And I stop pouring water. Okay. So and then that night I go in and I go to turn the lights off. I unplug and I'm like stepping. I'm like, look. I'm like, what? Why is it wet? Maybe I spilled some water here. I don't know what the heck's going on. Wait. So I go to bed and my body just wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's done the calculations. It says, water is escaping from the base. And I went, oh my God. So I go downstairs and I start walking around in my bare feet. And sure enough, there's a lake. So what does Dan Mason do? Dan Mason very carefully removes every single flipping ornament that's been put on the tree. He's pulled off the garland. He's left the lights on because, quite frankly, I am not taking those off and putting those back on again. So I unplugged everything. I undid the base and I put it into a large bucket with warm water. And yeah, warm water is good because it forces, you know, melts the gooiness on the bottom and it forces it to go down. And for the next hour and a half, I used the carpet cleaner and just sucked up gallon after gallon of water from the carpet and the sponge underneath. And I may have ruined the bottom, but oh well, whatever, life goes on. So, and then the next day I put the Christmas tree back in. And this time I noticed there's like a line on the inside perimeter of the Christmas tree stand. And it's like, do not go past this line. So that's what I'm doing now. I don't go past that line because if you go any higher, the screws that go in, it'll actually let the water seep out through the screws, go down to the base and make its way into the carpeted area. So that's what happened this year with the Christmas tree. So Merry Christmas, everybody. That was a major issue to do. It's been a pain in the neck. So Christmas tree is back up. And my daughter and her boyfriend, they redecorated the Christmas tree. And they put tinsel on this time. So that's it. It's on. Tinsel's on. I ain't messing with it.
Just look for it. Look for the kitty trail.
Yep.
Now, the kitty's going to get into it.
Now, something that's near and dear to your heart that you talk about every year when it comes around in October is breast awareness. There yes. is now a California facility believes they are about 99.99% sure they have now created a vaccine for breast cancer. And it
and
is
I'll
so
tell
active.
You, I,
have you heard
boy,
about this?
I don't want to jump the shark, but
nope,
I'll tell you what.
But this looks really, really promising. I mean,
yeah, again, I'm
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that day where we can celebrate such things.
Yep. And just go, yep, we're done. All done.
Okay. If you would go to your Facebook page,
here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
That, let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the holiday season. And you know, sometimes the holidays are tough on people. I mean, this is just the reality. People lose people in their families during the holidays. It's like sometimes their economic status doesn't make them feel good. But you know, it's like you are not alone. And if you get the feeling like you just can't take anymore, listen, I'm going to give you three numbers that will help you. There's somebody on the other line. On the other end of that line, who will talk with you and get you through it. The number is 988. If you feel that you've got down and you just can't go anymore, use that number, please.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, dear. I mean. Wow.
Remember that one time they were 17 wearing hip huggers.
So, yeah.
What?
Why that one
said,
woman looks like she's holding her dentures on the outside of her mouth, but Is this not CGI? This looks like CGI.
It does look like CGI, but it's just the thought of there it again. Is. Remember,
yeah, there's a blur
there's
on the
your
back.
Grandmother's. There's your grandmother.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's that would be what if they went to Woodstock today. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So boys and girls, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Also
be very afraid because AI is coming for you, man.
It's great.
Coming for you.
Can't wait.
Like I can't wait. I cannot wait until you have to admit. I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
I'm looking forward to it. Also, so we only have 2 minutes left, but big news. So I told you I got my car, right? I bought a new used car.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently.
I love it when he starts. Well, apparently. Well, it was like this.
Here's what happened was I was driving down the road and it was raining. And I put the windshield wipers on and they were wiping back and forth. And then the one on the left kind of had a stroke. or didn't stroke, I should say. So I went back home and I saw it was kind of loose and I tightened it down. As I tightened it down, the metal piece was starting to scrape up against the glass, so I had to loosen it. And of course, if it loosens, it doesn't do anything. So I had to tighten it back down. I couldn't do anything. And then I loosened it back up. It doesn't do anything. So I take the mechanic and he goes, the internal furl that's there is rubbed gone. Now, this is a mechanic who has a big sign. Attention, we don't take outside parts. Everything is brand new. If you have us put in a part that isn't a brand new part that we are purchasing, then no warranty. So when I got him on the phone, he goes, yeah, the internal furl is broken. I'm getting one from the junkyard for you.
Oh boy, he's already started
he knows.
The tales of the new old car.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about George Santos on Cameo. What a bummer.
Well, now we did. Come on. Well, again, yes, put that on the mark so we can talk about that next week.
Maybe.
Yeah, I got
more
to say about this guy.
Oh,
of course, that all depends because who knows what's going to happen this week that we'll have to talk about next week.
Oh my gosh. There is so much.
Ed, did you understand that? Yes. All right. Hey, say goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Bye, everybody.
What a maroon.
I can't believe we actually pulled this off again.
Why did they listen?
We've got them all fooled. They think we know what we're doing.
Bye, Max. Bye, Ted. Bye, Vincent.
Hey, bye, buddies.